All right. Yeah, we're just back from our trip Arizona doing kind of we're rock and roll, but we want to get to you right now, and we'll tell you what we're doing. We want to help. We're going to kick some ass. So here we go.
Baseball's Toronto Blue Jays temporarily settle in Buffalo, New York.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. How are you today?
Okay. Go ahead and count the five for me. You know, give me a sound check real quick.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, one more time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, there we go. 1, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1. All right. Do you know anything about us at all or what we're doing?
A little bit, but I would love to learn more, please.
All right, for the audience, they're going, no, and he's going to say it again. So what we're going to do is I'll give you a quickie when we come back. And for your audience and for you guys and what we're hoping to work with you on.
Okay? Thank you. I appreciate that.
I've been waiting on you, okay? Well, I haven't been waiting, but, you know, it's good to have you because we're right in the, you know, at the time that we're starting to launch. And we've been planning this, at least since beginning end of last year, and made the decision to hit the road in October. And, building the bus and the studio and everything, going to do some whip ass because I already know where this goes. This is Nazi Germany crap, you know.
Yeah, and unfortunately.
We're on. All right. So we're coming in how many seconds we got here? In about 40 seconds. We'll be right back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines.
I love Morpheus in the background.
And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Undefeared here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Henniker, New Hampshire, right now with the Love Bus from the BEA. Beautiful Love Bus. Love Bus Liberty Tour. Okay, we're going to have some fun now. Damn, I am so, it's on. This time it's ready. It's going rock and roll and whatnot. We're going to be talking to Vladislav Sobolov from hugsovermask.ca. How did I pronounce your name, huh? Give me some props here.
You did great. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm trying. You know, I'll make sure I got it right because it's your name. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Vladislav Sobolov came to our attention from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and this is the kind of thing that we're looking to have some kind of, we can help, we can support. Now,
yes.
Vladislav was born and raised in Kazakhstan, USSR at the time. Russian is his background. He lives in Toronto, Canada now for the last 21 years. He's a father of a four-year-old son, and his primary work has been health and wellness coach for the last 20 years, educating people about proper nutrition, proper health, healthy active lifestyle, and a guide in making positive changes in his own life and his family. He joined activists around the world during the COVID lockdowns and first Toronto protest that they had on May 2nd. Their Hugs Over Masks grassroots movement was launched in May 20th, and now they are known all across Canada, U.S., and even getting worldwide recognition. We're going, hip, yeah. Our two main platforms are to provide truth education and build local communities of like-minded people who can support each other during unprecedented government tyrannical agenda. All right. let's talk about that. And I'll give you for the, we'll do the introduction to who we are and everything in the break. It'll be recorded in the archive. And my audience is like, don't do it again, Ernie. Oh, my God. So, cool. You know, we'll go ahead and I'll make sure you get it for your audience and they'll have it in the archive and you'll know who we are. But, thanks. You know, let's go ahead and talk about this unprecedented government tyrannical worldwide agenda. Tell me everything. Yes.
So, as you mentioned in my background, I was born in Soviet Union. So, for me, I have a personal experience.
Well, how old are you? You look like you're freaking 28. I mean, I want to take your healthy thing, whatever it is. You know,
well, we can talk off the camera, off the broadcast. But I'm 40 years old. I was born in 1980.
All right.
So I have a personal experience, and because of that, I have a perspective that unfortunately a lot of people in the Western world, even elderly population, and definitely not the young generation, have. Especially, unfortunately, because of the suppression of the history, education has been happening in North America, primarily in Western world, where history is not really taught, it's suppressed, you know, it's skewed with information. And I believe that's one of the main reasons why it's such an easy takeover of our rights and freedoms in this country and in Canada and United States, is because people don't really understand what's really taking place. For me, I saw the signs, as we say, written on the wall, you know, back in April when, even before it was taking place, but with COVID measures, completely unprecedented lockdowns, no scientific base. And one of the first signs that I was able to identify comparing to Nazi Germany and even Soviet, revolution and Soviet Union was censorship and propaganda. For me, that was like the first signal that this is really going down fast and it's not going in a good place. When I saw, you know, information being censored and propaganda machine went to the next gear. You know, we had masks on statues back in May, and the government funded television station called CBC, Canadian Broadcast Station. They were laughing about it. So for me, it was indoctrination, making jokes about masks on statues back in May. And for me, it's like, no, or maybe even April. And then we had our Prime Minister Trudeau talking in April that 4 days straight, no back to normal until we have vaccination. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What vaccination? This is just like a virus, like regular flu, you know, immunocompromised people might be affected, but we definitely don't need all these measures. So for me, in April, that's when my alarm really went out, because in March, when there was still kind of unknown situation around the world, I'm like, okay, fine, let's figure out what's going on. But as you mentioned, I have experience with health and wellness for the last 20 years. So I already was cautious big time with government overreach as well as, medical establishment, not really taking care of the health of the public, more being concerned having a sick business. In other words, having sick patients that they can constantly make money on.
Well, I constantly make money on has been kind of the whole, that is the healthcare system. You know,
I call it sick care. I call it sick care system.
This has been, so from your perspective, you could see in the work that you do that this wasn't really about an illness. It was about what?
It was about indoctrinating people into this new realm that people have to be afraid of regular life. People have to be afraid of each other.
But why? To what purpose? You know, you got to be afeared because of what?
So we can see right now, they definitely want to impose control on the public. They want to limit people's freedoms and rights. They immediately, back in May and April, the government identified essential people and non-essential people. So right away, they created a division within the public and even within the businesses, where the small businesses were suppressed and not allowed to be open, deemed non-essential. And at the same time, huge corporations like Walmart, Costco, etc., Home Depot, they were open. And not even that, even liquor stores were open, but the gyms were closed. Homeopathic people were not allowed to practice their thing. So for me, that was right away the limit of people's freedoms. And again, this happened in Nazi Germany. This happened in Soviet Russia, where the free thinkers primarily within business class. And for me, as soon as I saw the business class being suppressed, economically suppression, that's the first step to suppress people's being outspoken about what's taking place.
Okay, no, it's a tactic.
Yes.
To what end?
What end? What end? To have complete control over the public.
Okay, to what end? I've been doing this for 30 years, man. I'm telling you, it just never made sense to me. I go, okay, they're doing this. I understand how they're doing it and why they target these people, why they shut down mom and pop, you know, but you can go to Walmart and order Amazon. You know, I'm wondering, it doesn't make sense unless you understand why, to
the
what
end.
Yeah, I mean, what's behind it? I mean, they're wanting, you know, because they want to control. Okay, why? Because they love something, hate something? I mean, what's their motivation?
Well, for me, what I can see happening is definitely the agenda to reduce population in the world. For me,
aha!
I can see that happening.
Why?
Why?
You see my point? Unless you understand why, I'm just like, nobody ever asks why anymore. I believe you. Why? Know, I mean, what is their point?
I don't know. Why don't we talk about it? What, can you give me some insight?
The hell, I don't know, because they're freaking nuts. You know,
and that's the point.
You know, it. We did a. I want to encourage the audience. We'll talk about this in the break. You know, where to go and look at. You know, because I have been asking this question forever. When I had people on, I said, I'm going to ask why three times. Mm-hmm. You know, I go, they'll blah, 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 blah when I'm in opposition to someone. And then I go, okay, why? That's about the third why. You start to find out what's really going on. Because they're freaking nuts, you know, a lot of times, you know. But we're gonna get something done. We're gonna talk in the break with Vladislav Sobolov. Hugs Over Mass.ca. I want to know where that came from. Why Hugs Over Mass? Why Hugs? What's Hugs do? We'll find out. Okay. Real quick, we have 4 minutes. I'll give you the spiel. My wife and I and our family, my kids are now like average 30. I have 4 kids, 12 grandkids. When we were young, you know, younger than you, you know, I'm 59 now. I was born in 61, graduated high school 79. Okay, I kind of gives you know, I grew up in the Cold War and the mushroom cloud everywhere. And you know, in Russia, and there, we're not going to have Moscow Olympics kind of crap. I mean, you know, I Afghanistan gets invaded by them, then us. So I've seen it, okay? What happened was, it was a trade thing. My father manufactured a camping trailer for touring motorcycles called the Alcan Traveler. And all of a sudden, there was a big market when they took down the travel restrictions in Europe. They wanted it, but then you got to go through, you know, this Omnibus Trade Competitiveness Act of 88 that they... I'm going, I know what this is. This is freaking fascism. You know, that you had to get a permission slip of everybody. They made the money of kind of like... What the hell is this law? So I just wanted to scratch the surface. I'm like, where'd this come from? Who did this? Why are they? Then you find they get away. I go, how do they get away with this in a free society? How do they get away with it with the media? How do they get it? Because they're all part of the same thing. You know, it was a fascist takeover, and I could see what was going to happen. So I told my wife, I said, look, by the time our kids are our age, which was 2016, okay, by the time that happens, it's not going to be the same country. I can already see what's coming. So we need to, you know, do something, because I like sleeping at night, and I was worried, and I just knew it was coming, and I wasn't digging it, because it was all about grandchildren. We were like having kids to be good parents and working on the kids, you know, because we love our grandkids we hadn't had yet. So I'm just going, you guys are just conduit to grandkids. We're going to make sure you're good parents so we don't have to be. During that process, we could see what was coming. I'm not leaving this battle to my grandkids. So I'm going, all right, I love my grandchildren. They're freaking awesome. And they're going to be the solution. But it's going to be like, you know, post-World War II in the early 50s of Nazi Germany falls and kind of that kind of crap. That's what's coming. Okay? So I could see it. What we did is a lot of different activism. I've a libertarian candidate for a run for Congress 3 times, U.S. Senate against John McCain, Secretary of State, you know, state legislature, county court. It's all, my focus was always on the election system. I go, they're going to computerize this. They're going to say, yep, you got a chance. You voted and we win now. And we're in charge. I could see what was coming. So I made a big deal out of that. In 2008, when Dr. Ron Paul ran for president, you know, he had already spoken at, you know, one of our freedom summits that we did every year, and he's spoken at like 3 of them. Well, what happened when I go, is he really running? You guys do? I go, and I'm, but by then, I'm already, you're still voting? I haven't voted since 02. I'll run, but, you know, I'm going, you know, my campaign sign for Secretary of State that does the elections was the V for Vendetta in the voting. You're still voting? I mean, why are you wasting your time? So my whole thing has been that I can see that what he was advocating and the truth behind the Federal Reserve and who really runs the planet and how and why. So if you remember the Ron Paul Lovolution logo that was everywhere in America, I don't know if you saw it in Canada, the Ron Paul Lovolution, I don't know if you remember that. I'm the one that created that. So that's why the bus is the Love Bus with the Love logo, okay? So we're taking that same tactic, that same technique to the street for you. We are going, so I'll tell you more about it, you know, in the next break. But that's my background getting up to now. We're taking all these resources and all our effort and all our capability and all our contacts to try and help people exactly like you.
Some of our live shows are streaming
you.
HD on Twitch.
That's what's going
on. Please follow and share at
twitch.lrn.fm.
That's twitch.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
And we're back with Vladislav Sobolev. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Sobolev. Sobolev.
Okay, no. Say it again real slow so I can get it in my brain.
Sobolev.
Sobolev.
Yep.
Sobolev. Yeah. Man, don't ask me 5 minutes from now. All right. Now, hugsovermask.ca. Hugs over mask. You know, you're talking to a Lovolution guy. I'm digging it. You know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm understanding this is, it has to be the positive. You got to not be against something, you're for something, okay? And I'm going, okay, hugs over masks. Because I do this all the time. I go up to people, you know, during this whole thing, I go, come on, give me some COVID. Come on, give me some love, man. Give me some COVID. I go, woo! Not giving them the, So hugs over masks, where'd that come from? Why?
So, as you mentioned in the opening, I joined the protest in Toronto May 2nd. They already been going on for a couple of weeks before that. I personally joined on May 2nd, and then just I was not planning necessarily doing anything. I just wanted to do something, right? So I went there. I was ready to get arrested, whatever would be taking place. I didn't know how it was going to go. I made some signs. We went with my girlfriend, and we basically kind of fell into this position where I was speaking and people were listening to what I was saying. There was not necessarily a leader per se at that moment. And for every Saturday we've been doing that, by the third weekend, which was May 20th, this idea, Hugs Over Masks, came into my mind, specifically...
Well, what was it originally? When you first went and started speaking, it was come to the park and, you know, and swap spit with everybody? I mean, you know, what was the theme?
So the initial theme, we wanted to end the lockdown. So at that point, we...
it was the lockdown kind of thing.
Yeah, end of April, okay. Beginning of May, we just wanted to end this lockdown. It made no sense by then. We had real data already available to us that it's immunocompromised people, risk population, primarily in elderly long-term care homes that needs to be protected and helped with, but regular population should get back to normal life, and especially children. By that time, we already had children out of school. Even in Toronto specifically, we had even... strike in school earlier, so children were not in the regular school for almost a year, and especially once the lockdown measures took place and children were forced to be isolated, not play with other children, the playgrounds were closed, and having a four-year-old son myself, I immediately saw real detrimental psychological harm to the children for this isolation technique, as we know being a torture technique by CIA developed many years ago. So the idea was to end the lockdown, bring the normal life back. I saw the slogan on Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, no new normal. We kind of embraced that. We wanted to get to normal life. You know, my body, my choice. Those are some of the slogans that we made on our just the handwritten posters. And we went there and I started speaking about the real data that, you know, we have population that's affected. The regular population has not really been affected. And all these tests, they don't really show if people go into the hospital or not. Even back then in March and April, they was only talking about how many new cases, and how many new deaths, sure. But out of new cases, the government and the media were not really discussing how serious people go into the hospitals. And by then, we already knew that hospitals are empty. At the same time, the real procedures being canceled for people with cancer surgeries, screening heart disease, etc. So that was kind of my introduction into the protest environment and activist world. And through 2 weekends, 2 Saturdays of participation, I wanted to create something that can be a slogan, can be a movement, and for us to really come together and the humanity stand. As you mentioned, I'm all about myself, about positive, focus on the positive, focus on love rather than fear. And hugs to me is just such a basic human action that children do even without thinking. Intuitively, children want to hug each other because that's part of our humanity. So for me, the hugs was to break that isolation, that social distancing reglament mandate that the government was imposing on people, and pretty much taking humanity out of our interactions. So that's why hugs is the first part of what we did. And obviously the masks that back then was not mandated, but I guess I saw the future coming. So that's why hugs over masks. And I specifically said over. It's not, it's not whatever else. It's over masks, because we want to not just negate something. We want to embrace something and put a positive connotation and almost overpower the tyrannical dictatorship that I already saw coming big time. So that's how hugs over masks got created. As soon as I became one of the organizers, within the second week of the protest in Toronto, I specifically had a focus on bringing children to our event. Because again, I wanted children to have that normal life to socialize with each other. So I focused on even organizing so-called largest birthday party for Canada, because at that point there was no birthday parties, no nothing. So I wanted to have children coming in the park. You know, parents can bring a birthday cake if they open to have children playing with each other. This is your opportunity to bring the children. And the first Saturday, which was May 9th, we had May 17th is when we had the first children coming together. We had 25 children. By the Saturday after that, we had 50 children. And by the end of May, we had 75 children over running around in the park. We had almost 1,000 adults combined in our Toronto rally. And that's how we kind of were building this movement. And then we had other protests taking place all across North America. You know which ones I'm talking about. That was aggressive and violent. And luckily, we didn't have it happening in Toronto. But people got scared. You know, there was a negative connotation to the protest environment because other protests taking place around the world were violent and etc. So we had a little bit of down in our numbers. But we've been rebuilding it ever since. And obviously, summer people come around and whatnot. So that's a little bit of the history of Hugs Over Mask. Again, it's focusing on breaking down the tyrannical social distancing measures, and mask is just being a symbol, but it talks about all the measures and really taking a stand for our humanity and making sure that we can protect our way of life for ourselves and primarily for our children and future generations.
How difficult is it for you to go to America?
Right now?
Yeah.
We can't, because only essential travel is allowed.
Yeah, who gets to decide that?
Only by air, if you want to drive through, you won't be able to go at all. So by air, there's some opportunities, but you have to go through all the screening.
Between, because we're doing an event end of the month in upstate Michigan, and okay. I'd love for you to come. If we can get an internet connection, maybe we can do a Zoom presentation on a digital screen or something. You willing? Yeah, we'll work 100%. Out. We'll work out something.
Thank you for that.
We just came from an event that's in its ninth year that we started in the forest in northeastern Arizona called Jackalope Freedom Festival. And there's nobody in charge. It's just camping. You know, I'm going camping with a few hundred of my closest friends. Well, you know, in the second year, the rangers show up with their battle rattle. Hut, hut, hut. Who's in charge of what? You know, I don't know. Jack, okay? So it's, somebody did these porta-potties. I don't know, Jack did with Bitcoin, so I don't know what you're talking about, you know? Finally, after a while, this year, we had an older couple that had gone a few years, and they kind of missed a turn. They see a ranger. They go, where's the Baca Meadow? And it's right back, but I don't know. You don't want to go. There's some anti-government people back there, you know? Which is what we were looking for. Well, the thing is that they said that their head ranger told them not to go back there. Don't interfere. Don't get in trouble, mandate, because we recorded everything. Every time they do something stupid, it just made them look stupid, you know? So this is, it's going to take this attitude that you have and this kind of activism and hugs over masks. Hugging over masks, more important than the mask. It's a love-illusion thing. I'm with you, brother. We're going to have us some fun. We are already, I'm going to show you what we got for you already.
Free Talk Live.
Okay. If you go to freedomsphoenix.com, you know, are you on the website at all?
Yeah, let me open it up.
Go to freedoms, with an S, freedomsphoenix.com.
Yeah.
Okay, now, yeah, I can do this. All right, crap. And the top right, you'll see the show there up there, you know, for us today somewhere.
Yeah.
But you go on the top right where it says declare your independence with, you click in there, and that's the main show page. And then you go into the page, the archive for today's show, and you'll see the second hour and some of the stencil art that we already did. We're making stencils for you. Okay, let me pull this up. And, okay, I'm going to do a share screen with the audience so they can see. Awesome. All right, you can see that?
Coming up, yes.
Okay, so here's the show here. This up here is the show we're live on, and then the video is over here, okay, on the left there. So you go into Declare Your Independence show up here, and then this is the show, boom. In the second hour, there you are, okay? Now, what we've done is we have Hugs Over Mass PDF, boom. Now, we've loaded it on so people can do it. It's not on there. All right, Donna's going to put it up.
It'll be there.
But it's a stencil of this. What we've done is that when we did the Ron Paul Levolution stuff, that was the spray cans with stencils that we cut out with the overhead projector or digital. We got all funky. Well, now we have a 100-watt laser. So what we do is we take and ply with your real thin, you know, plywood, and we cut it out with a laser, boom, next one. It does it like every 10 minutes, man. We got, you know, a stencil. So we're taking stacks of those, hundreds of them, on the bus. So we're not taking just the signs. We have the sign, the polypropylene signs that are this interwoven, you can zip tie it to a fence in a tornado and it ain't going anywhere, okay? So, because that was one of the things, new criteria that we had for this. Well, we get that out of Illinois near Chicago, a company that we have unlimited supply and big rolls of whatever we've done before. So what we're going to do is have that, a lot of these done up already to give out to people, but we need to have the stencil. That's what's important, is the and of course the file for them to do it. Now, Donna says it is now up there. Okay. Okay, what am I clicking? Hugs Over Mass? Oh, there it is.
Yeah, right there.
Okay, so this is, do you have the file for it, or they got to click that?
I'm doing that now.
Okay, she's going to put the file up. So this is what we're putting out. Hugs Over Mass, LoveBusLibertyTour.com. All right?
Amazing.
So this is the right mindset. Now, when you do this, you could change the colors. You know, you do the spray paint, hit the red on the this to that and so on, just freehand it, and you're done about 30 seconds. So you put on a T-shirt and you do it. I'm all about guerrilla street activism, 100%. Which a lot of people don't have, you know, the appreciation for it. All right, here we come back.
It's with Ernest Hancock.
And we're back. Vladislav Sobolev, if you're looking at the video, you can see what we've done here. We've stylized this logo into a stencil so that you can just spray. We have the stencils will be mass-produced with a laser that you can have about. Now, we're going to make them probably about the same size as what you have. You know, maybe some of them small enough you can do on a T-shirt. But, you know, you want to get it about less than 2 feet wide, you know, by 2 feet high. You know, something like that so that you can carry them around with you, wrap it around your leg, take it into the stadium, unfold of whatever. Okay? So this is what we're wanting to put because I love this concept. You know, we're the Love Bus. So I understand the power of what you're doing and why and how. So I'm all in, man. We're going to rock and roll. So
I'm excited.
Yeah, I know. This is, you know, Canada and U.S. because Canada is kind of got its own issues. You know, this is, you're going kind of totalitarian of, are you kidding me already? So, and compared with the United States, how far ahead or below or whatever, you know, what do you think? One of us should be more worried than the other?
I'd love to stay positive, as we discussed, you know, focus on positivity and love, etc. At the same time, we have to be realistic and maybe looking at the facts, what's taking place. Our prime minister openly praises and loves connections with Bill Gates. He shares openly on Twitter how excited he is to get advice from Bill Gates personally. We have our mayors all across GTA, which is Toronto area, all around, having private meetings with Bill Gates. The Chinese government infiltration of Canada has been going on for many years. You know, even during this COVID measures, Justin Trudeau, with the stroke of a pen, with the suspended government, signed the ban on the guns. 1,500 different types of guns got banned over the stroke of a pen. So we see all the signs happening already of what might be taking place next for us. And unfortunately, yeah, we don't have a strong opposition. And we just had election last year. So unless he calls a snap election, which is possible, we're going to be stuck with this current government for the next at least 2-3 years. Which God knows what's going to happen even in the next month, let alone 2-3 years next.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know, we're in it, man. You know, what do you think?
And the other thing that I forgot to mention, openly, our government actually last week signed a contract with Moderna and Pfizer for all the vaccines. And they already purchased 70 million doses. So two for every man, woman, and child in this country, because population of Canada is about 35, 37 million. So they already purchased 70 million, and they're going to say, oh, this is not going to be mandatory. Yeah. And the last thing I want to mention is our top doctor. So comparing to Dr. Fauci, we have Dr. Tam, mm-hmm. who's openly sits on the board of World Health Organization and has advice coming from China directly. In 2010, 10 years prior, there was a government documentary made called Outbreak, that discussed hypothetical outbreak of this, you know, contagious virus happening in I think Montreal area. And she was the one saying on that video 10 years ago that she has no issues taking people out of their own home and locking them down and putting ankle bracelets, etc. And she said, if this is an overreach on our part, we're just going to deal with that later. But that's something we have to do no matter what. And that was 10 years ago. And she's our Dr. Fauci of Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we don't do anything, if we allow this to happen, it's going to be Europe in the 30s and 40s all over again.
100%. I have no doubt, unfortunately.
It's the Soviet Union. It's the Communist Revolution. Mao take. I mean, here we go. Are we dealing with the same people, same kind of people, same philosophy? That's one thing that we've come across. You kind of, you know, you keep asking why, and you start finding out you're up against a philosophy of evil. I mean, a lot of people. I mean, it just really dawned on me. Somebody mentioned it, that the you spell life or live backwards is evil.
It
never occurred to me, and I'm going, oh my God, this is a thing. One of the things that, I mean, it's getting to where, I mean, you hate. It's almost like using the Nazi word a lot. This is getting literally a religion, a satanic religion, to where the actual penetration of flesh with a hypodermic needle, that is like a ritual. Boom.
Yeah.
And notions and potions from the crown. Okay, here's another thing I'd like your supporters to know. You look over here on the left at Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com, says Pirates Without Borders. Mm-hmm. This is the decentralization of everything that we promote. And what happens is, you like in communication, energy, shelter, food, water, and health. If you click on health here, it's all the tech and a lot of the, you know, solutions for this disease. You know, it has a disease, whatever this thing they call it. You know, there's a lot of solutions for it. So you click on that, and different tech will come up, and then we have. You know, here's healthcare. It's just all kinds of, you know, the solutions that we've been putting on and on and on and on, and hundreds of them, thousands. So if you go to the Letters of Captain Mark, we got a book on Amazon, the Letters of Captain Mark, it's all of why we do this. What is the crown this? The crown that certainly has a lot of, you know, rings bells in Canada, because you got this crown thing to deal with. So here you got Dr. Idris Barber, which is Arabic for scribe, and it's always the barber on the, you know, in the Lone West, that's your, you know, doctor kind of thing, right? So this letter is Open Ocean Medicine. This is how we look at healthcare, okay, the way it should be. The relationship that the doctor and patient have is them, not with all this other stuff that's coming in. I can see that the decentralization of everything, this is where we're going. So you want to know what our real philosophy is, PiratesWithoutBorders.com. I'll explain everything. But we cover the news. So here we have all the, and a lot of it's just been dominated, not so much by the disease, you know, or the virus, or the hell they want to call it. It's the reaction to it. It's just an excuse for this. The reason we decided last October to hit the road before any of this happened is we knew there was an inevitable economic dollar collapse coming. And they were going to find a reason to print them some trillions of dollars. Well, buddy, here it is, okay? Along with all of the other stuff that comes with it. Hugs over masks is a perfect, perfect counter to it. This is why I'm so supportive, because I'm the love guy. I'm all about the love illusion, okay? So I can't think of anything better. Now, of course, we're going to be doing a lot of other stuff, and there's others, like Dr. Judy Mikovits of Plandemic the Movie. We've been done two Freedom Summits. We did the first one back in 16 after she wrote her first book. She's been on my show every week for almost 5 years. Mm-hmm. She's on tomorrow. We knew this was coming. We knew what kind of person Dr. Fauci was. I knew that when Trump put him up on the podium, that's just so he could say you're fired. I'm going, oh, he's in trouble now, man. He gave him a podium. So this is, there is a lot of resources available from the Lovolution here. Great. There is a lot of things that we can do. And in the next, when we're done this in the break, I'll tell you about our bus and so on.
Awesome.
I want it to be at your disposal. We need to be able to help you. How can people help you? What can they do? Where do they go? What are you looking for?
So as you mentioned, the two main platforms that we're focusing is Truth Education and building local like-minded communities of people that can support each other. So what we're doing is we're focusing on what we call Festival of Life, which is just a social gathering of people on Sunday, which is a family day from 12 to 4, coming in the local park. So what we'd like to do is people, wherever you are across the United States and anywhere else you're listening from, you can reach out to us and you can help us help you start something this Sunday already. Like today is Tuesday. It's plenty of time. Choose a close by park. We'll make a flyer for you. All our flyers are universal for all the events, locations, for reasons. So it creates universal messaging and branding that we're very specific about. As you can see, there's a power behind it. And you can see our flyer has two children from our local Toronto event wearing Hugs Over Mask t-shirts. It discusses, it's a kids activity.
Wait, what's the site? Give us the site real quick.
So hugsovermasks.ca. If you go on that website.
We'll be right back.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
See, that's one of the commercials, so you kind of get the idea of our, you know, the crown, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, so this is, you know, this is they, them, those. I call them they, you conspirators, who are they? I go, let me tell you who they are. You want to know who they are? I'll tell you who they are. There are those that just want to be left alone, and there are those that just won't leave them alone. That's who they, them, those are, okay? So they're not leaving, these definitely they, them, those, okay? So I'm looking to expose this and bring this out. What's happening is there's all these different freedom-oriented festivals and so on that we've been going to over the years. And we just came from one in Arizona that we do. And there was another one here in New Hampshire called Pork Fest, Porcupine Freedom Festival and Fork Fest. And, you know, it's for the Free State Project here in New Hampshire. Well, a lot of them, you know, went to Arizona also. Well, it's the type of people that are there are certainly supportive of this. You know, this and here I'm at a place, a community, we get these stencils done and it's going to go stupid. So we need to ship you some or, you know, send, take the files. That's why you put the files up there. You know somebody with a laser or somebody that wants to cut them out by it. Because we did this stuff called waterproof wallboard. It's just like a thin vinyl that makes really good stencils. And you just trace it. You project it up on it, trace it, and then get a hook knife and you just cut it. And then you get a spray can, you're done. I mean, you know, that's how all these signs all over every freaking overpass during the Levolution was done. So I went around the country doing this and just showing them, well, what should it say? I go, damn, there was a central plan. I go, I'm just showing you how to make the signs. You do whatever the hell you want. So, but there was kind of a theme with the, you know, the love thing. Well, the bus, what we did is we decided to do this in December and got funding for it. We bought a MCI bus. And we painted it, logoed it. It's got the Love Bus on it. LoveBusLibertyTour.com. DidYouDoYourDueDiligence.com is a sponsoring, you know, page where they have a lot of stuff for the healthcare professionals. You know, a lot of the studies and everything on there. Do your due diligence, and you find out how nuts these people are. But the so we have a matching little white Jeep Liberty that we pull with it, and we go around the country and we help and do things like this for you. So we're going to these different camping events. We go to different festivals. We go to just pass out stuff and just put a face on whatever protest. Now, the locations we're doing it is we're going across the northern United States. So we're chasing 76 degree at nighttime. I'm comfortable sleep weather is what's going on. So as it gets colder, I'll be moving down and I'll eventually for the holidays, I'll make it back to Arizona. And I got friends, I'm originally from Florida too. So we'll get down in the southern United States. Then we'll start going back north again as we get into the spring. So my wife and I committed to doing this for a year. Then we'll go back to Arizona and hopefully, you know, our silver and crypto shot to the moon and land prices are cheap. And then we'll go buy and do, because that's what we've been screaming to our audience. I'm going, look, you better be buying some silver and crypto or something, because I'm telling you, it's a coming. Well, yeah. Here, are we there yet? Well, we're getting there. It's going. So I wanted to make sure that you got some love. You know, and that we're back. You know, I'm talking over the thing. But I wanted to make sure, Vladislav Sobolev, I know I said that wrong. You gave me all, you know, you got to say your own name the way it's said, man. You know, go ahead and say your name for us, will you please?
Vladislav Sobolev.
Vladislav Sobolev.
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, man.
You're doing great.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying. It's your name. You know, so what do you see the future is with hugs over masks? Because when this stops, if it ever does, you know, when this stops, you know, there's still, this is going to have legs. This is, you know, you might call it something else, you might something, but I can see that this is a symbol. That man might as well be wearing a Star of David or something. I mean, I you know, this is, it's physically oppressive. I mean, I can't stand wearing these masks. For the first time, Donna and my wife and I, we went to Arizona. We got on a Southwest Airlines plane. We went to Massachusetts, to Pittsburgh, to Denver, to Phoenix. You know, we stopped in Pennsylvania for a family, and we didn't wear a mask. We got a medical exemption. Oh, yeah, whatever. But now coming back, nope, hell no. You got to admit, once you get on and you kind of, you know, lackadaisical about and whatever, and I can breathe, but it is a symbol. They are pushing this symbol. And then you got Karens in Canada. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, Karen is used on both sides, I find. You know, it's a term that people use on both sides. And personally, I don't like using terms like that because then you put a blatant statement on the whole population, you know, a type of people, whatnot. And in my experience, it's never just one statement against everyone, right? You know, people are different, upbringings, experiences, so... But I get the point. Yes.
So yes, you have Karens. But I understand what you mean. Now, in northern Arizona, we have a small community near where our festival was. On the doors, it says, enter at your own risk. Our employees aren't wearing masks. Now, of course, they get visited by the man. You know, they're going to try to explain it to him. But, you know, it, they got to enforce it. And you got a bunch of small communities with mom and pa, and they are the government there. You know, they are the ones that get involved and run for office or support the mayor or whatever the heck. But that invasion is not complete, but it is freaking thick. So in small communities in Canada, are the little town councils and the little city, are they controlled by they, them, those?
Yeah, I find that this year is the year of people that wanted to abuse any type of power, they have a license to do it, as well as all the hypochondriacs came out from all the hiding plastic bubbles that they had going on even before this COVID. And now, unfortunately, the people behind this agenda are leveraging those people. I'll make a simple example. In province of Ontario, unfortunately for our children, they mandated masks in school for above fourth grade. So at least the elementary grades are not required for now to wear the mask. However, we have campaigns started by the public to make sure that even children in kindergartens will be forced to wear the masks.
Are you allowed to homeschool in Canada? Is that a thing?
Yes, yes. And we're getting a huge amount of response from people is that I'm not putting my child into this concentration.
You know, I have four children, six more grandkids of the 12 are homeschooling this year. They just got the online curriculum. They're doing it. We leave my daughters, you know, they sit there, and then daughter-in-law, and they're having class. They're done 2 or 3 hours. They learn more. And I invested a whole bunch in computers, 3D printers, learn CAD, getting, you know, here's Arduinos, here's the Raspberry Pis, rocking. We're going to learn something now. We're going to get out of this crap. So is that a trend there, you think, in Canada?
I really believe so. And just to kind of tag along to what you were saying earlier, like Hugs of the Mask initiative, it definitely evolving as we speak on a daily basis. So now we're focusing on creating Hugs Nation. And Hugs Nation going to stand for providing healthy environment for our children to grow up with, encourage critical thinking education, and provide leadership platform for children to flourish from. Because what we found even at our Toronto rallies, we have children 10 years old, 12 years old, 14 years old, speaking their hearts out, and they will put any politician to shame with their critical thinking and abilities to actually assess what's going on right now in the world. And
this is dangerous to the man. You're in trouble, man. You got an audit coming? I mean, what's your back? How many skeletons you got? We're going to find them, you know? Where's your vulnerability?
I'm definitely not going to say I'm the perfect person, and life is life. Whatever comes out, comes out. However, we're going to lean into what we're doing, and we're going to focus on positivity and making an impact. Definitely going for some personal struggles. Can't really talk about them, but at the same time, what keeps me fueling up is messages from people of gratitude for what we're doing on a daily basis. You know, when I have a single mom of two children sending me messages, I have less anxiety going into public now, having these exemption flyers that we printed for free and distribute all across Ontario to make sure that people have some type of ammunition and education platform to understand that they have rights, that they can say, I'm exempt. And
I want those. I mean, how do I get them? What do I order them? What do we do? How do I get it? I want thousands. What do I do? Give me.
The PDF is available on our website, so feel free to download and print as many as you can.
Donna, go to this website. hugsovermask.ca. He has one of those, because we got exemption form stuff, you know, too, that we did. But you know, sometimes it don't matter, you know,
we do our best to educate the people. Don't necessarily get confrontational. Stand your ground, be polite.
Got mine, you know. I go, they go, I don't care.
So I mean, at the end of the day, it's something for you to use, and if it works, great. We found that we started doing this back in May. So we've been distributing. This was the second version. I don't have the first one. This is the third version of the flyer. The third version of the flyer, we spent about 40 hours between six people designing every single word. The second side, the previous flyers talk strictly about just mask ineffectiveness and harm. Now what we're doing, we're actually going deeper. We're discussing, besides increases respiratory infections, we're talking about mental health impacts that's been overlooked. We're talking about bullying and shaming that's actually taking place, especially for children, even from their own parents. We're talking about impaired social development. that in the first 3 months of a child's life, not to see your parents express
because
of a mask, it's even to think about it, it just goes crazy.
No, I mean, if there's a parent that does that to their baby, they you know, that's child abuse.
I call it child abuse sanctioned by the government. And unfortunately, it breaks my heart in public to see that's happening right now in Toronto as I walk the streets in the humidity.
Okay, that's a good question for you. I wanted to ask. Is it anger? Is it pity? Is it sadness? What's emotion that comes as you see people treat their fellow this way?
Just huge sadness. It breaks my heart. Even just to think about it, I get emotional.
I know. I'm with you, brother. I'm welling up. I mean, I'm sad. I'm going, okay, but then I get determined. Yeah. I'm like, you know, it's like the Spider-Man thing. You know, because you have with great ability comes great responsibility. You know you can do this. You know the impact you're having. You know, my wife and I know the impact. We've been doing this a long time. Like, they have no idea what happens when the people that just want to be left alone get involved. You know, it's grandma and grandpa. You pissed off the wrong people. They think you're just kind of quiet and out there. And I'm going, once you have something like what you're doing to, you know, focus some attention, something hugs, love, compassion, this is what evil hates. You live or death. And they are the cult of death. And they think differently, and they are combated. Yep, Donna's got them all printed out and ready to go, man. Woo!
Awesome.
And we're gonna we'll get mass production of I'm doing hard shiny stock of boom. I'm sending some money. You know, you need to stay in touch with us as we do 100%. This. We're about 10 days from hitting the road hard. We getting everything ready and more logoing and printing this kind of stuff. And that's why I wanted to talk to you. So this is, we're gonna make hugs over mass a thing here. And I know there's a lot of other people doing stuff too, but I'm down in the street kind of guy. While they're talking about somebody should do something, I'm the guy doing it.
And that's what we're doing with Hugs Over Mask. And that's again why the initiative got started, and that's why we're so pushing with local building communities. I saw so much stuff happening online, and I saw almost nothing happening in real life.
Street on the street.
Yeah, one of the first major media exposure that we got was on July 7th. Then myself with a few other organizations in the city of Toronto, about 40 of us with no mask went into the transit of Toronto as a media blitz campaign, distributing these flyers and just showing that you can do this with no mask. And we got a ton of media exposure. And now the media actually goes to our website, Hugs of a Mask, see where across the country we have events, and they personally reach out to us. They come, they interview. Last weekend, they just passed. We had 8 locations all across the Canada, almost coast to coast happening, from BC to Winnipeg to all across Ontario, and even Montreal. On Saturday in Montreal, there was a huge protest organized by main organization there. We had almost 100,000 people marching the streets, and Hugs of a Mask was one of the groups represented in that movement as well.
The Free State.
That's it. That's the show. Awesome. Okay, you feeling me? I mean, are we on the same page here?
Well, just to finish up, I have only 3 tattoos. This one says choose, and it's all about choosing every moment of your life, whatever you want it to be. And then this been on my mind for many years. And then this actually came last year as a graduation to that. And then I have peace on this side. So...
Man.
I'm definitely feeling you. How about that?
Man. I just want to make sure, so your audience knows. Here, let me do this. I can do a share. Wait, I do it wrong. All right.
And while you're doing this, just want to say a couple more things that really would help us going forward and just empower your audience that... we have something very important going for us. You know, the people against us, against humanity, they have, money, they have a lot of technology. What we have going for us, first of all, have truth on our side. Yeah. And what we say, truth has to be said only one time, and it resonates. Lies have to be repeated over and over and over again, and people tend to believe them. And that's what the government has been doing for the last 3-4 months, with the fear, propaganda, and brainwashing. But the truth, as we plant the seed of doubt with the truth, it resonates and helps us to get people on our side. And then there's definitely way more of us than them. So as long as we're able to connect and unite like-minded awake individuals, we're definitely going to be able to make this change. And I truly believe in my heart, humanity always prevails.
In the end, it does. I always, you know, in the end, freedom always wins. It just gets really messy first. And you got to be willing to, you know, put up with the mess. Now, this logo here, this is where the Lovolution logo came from, was my run for secretary. This is what the signs were. I put my name really small. I don't give a crap. You know, that wasn't the point. It was so I could get this out. I'm all about signs, man, you know. And then this happened here. And then when you get the...
By the way, did you know that the V for Vendetta movie, the actual taking of the movie, was supposed to be happening in 2020? Have you heard of that one?
I didn't know it was 2020, but man, they're following that script. I've been telling my audience, I go, you want to know what's going on? Go watch V for Vendetta.
For sure, yeah.
So this is where that came from for the Love Bus, okay?
I love it.
So this is, you know, our, yeah, we've, yeah, it's a thing. So then we have, let's see if we got the graphics for the Love Bus.
So the three main hashtags that we're using to promote our movement, obviously, hashtag hugs over masks. And then the
listen
other
to this, Donna. Go ahead, and he's saying hugs over mask, hashtag hugs over mask, and just put it in the archive.
The second one is facts over fear.
Facts over fear.
And then the third, the main one, is love over fear.
Love over fear.
Yeah. So those are the three main ones that we're pushing all the media on.
All right. Cool. All right. So let me see. I got pictures of... Where do we got pictures of the bus? I just want him and his audience to see.
Well, you had one at the top, right?
Well, that was, you know, just kind of a promotion.
Okay, got it.
See, we're still setting this up. We just got a logo. We just finished a painting we're working on. I got rear tires off, putting new seals on the axles. I mean, you know, see, this is the studio inside the bus.
Nice.
So this thing is made to do this.
Yes.
You know, so we have, you know, that's not our bus. It's somebody else's.
Yes.
And that's me and dog, blah, 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 blah. Is that a picture of the damn bus here somewhere? All right, these are some of the festivals that we have. Anyway, awesome. We're doing the, you know, the interviews in it. Yeah, there it is, the Love Bus.
Awesome.
That's the logo. And let's see if we got it logoed on this one. Yeah, that's before it was logoed. But anyway, that's what it looks like. It's white, and it has the Love Bus logo on it and so on. So, yeah, this is before it was logoed. But the, well, Donna, I guess we need to get that stuff up there somewhere. That would be good. So this is, you know, what we're working on, what we have as a platform for us to be able to help. And we're did this in anticipation of being people like you to help. You know, oh, here, I think it's logoed. Here we go.
Fantastic.
So it's at your disposal. If you have something here in the United States, they need a little extra, you know, a little love. Because that's one thing about we're going, you know, Michigan is getting the crap beat out of them. You know, and our whole thing is we're going, and nobody goes to upstate Michigan. And all those camping in the forest and everything up there, we're getting devastated. So I go, you know, Upper Michigan needs some love. We're going to bring the love, you know, some the Love Bus. So they need some love, you know, hugs and love and loves and hugs and whatever the hell, man. I'm all over it. So stay in touch with us. We are going to, you have any other printed material that we can do. We'll make sure you get stencils shipped to you and so on. You have the artwork. We're ready. We're with you, man. You know, we're going to make a thing out of it. And I don't even care, you know, how many kittens you catapulted in the cactuses when you were 12 and where. It doesn't matter, okay? My point is that this concept is not about an individual. It's about a concept. It is about what we're up against. So I want to make sure that, you know, what you're doing gets amplified. That's why I did this.
Amazing. Yeah, okay. I 100% agree with you. I say it often in our private Zoom as well as in our speeches that I say, even though I created this movement, I really want people to take this movement as their own. Like, there's something powerful about what God created here, and people really getting behind it. And I just want to make sure that humanity will win, and this is just one more channel, one more arm that can help us defend our way of life. So I'm with you 100%.
We're so on the same page. I'm so glad we got a chance to kind of spend some time, extra time with each other on this, because I'm people like you and what you're doing and the spirit that you have is what motivates me and makes me well up and just. I don't even get angry at the other side. It's like I pity them, and I feel sorry for them, and I'm sad because I know the real truth and benefit of just life that they're not getting, and that they're not going to have. And our opposition to them increases our power and our humanity against whatever the hell it is that they're doing. And there was one show, I mean, I could get all dark what we're up against. I've done plenty of shows. I mean, these guys are, I call them pointy horn, pointy blood-dripping teeth, pointy tail people. I mean, you know, I don't know how else to put it. These guys revel in their evil, and I mean literally, and they gravitate towards powers of authority and government. So the only combatment that we have against them is what you're doing, and that's what I want to help with.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm don't forget about us. We're back here at work and getting things ready, but please stay in touch with, let us know what's going on. We'll keep track of what you're doing as much as we can, but we're so busy on so many things that, you know, you need to let me know what we can do to help, okay?
So definitely right away I can say I need to know where your next stop is ahead of time, so then we can
we're going to Bangor, Maine probably real quick on our way to we're back into the hold on